from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Look, it does feel like a, I don't know what word to use. This is an interesting time.
It is.
This is an interesting time. I love that, you know, from Mike Dunleavy the other day to Larry Harris with us earlier, I appreciate that the Warriors have not run from where this is. We all get it, right? There might be a major change, and there might not be. And so they've spoken to that well. Trades are hard, all of the quotes that have come this week. And so it's a difficult position, and that's even what I was getting at with the conversation you and I just had about Clay. There's some semantics involved. I'm not asking the Warriors to say anything different than what they've already said. They have to say it that way. If you want to talk about respecting a legend, at minimum you have to say it that way. But I'm also going to express some concern with regard to if this does weave its way back to Clay. I'm worried about his mentality based on what we've seen the last couple of years. I'd be very worried that Clay takes that to the court, to the locker room, to whatever. It's not that he's not a professional, but he clearly is someone who is more cognitive than others. Yeah. We know this, right? He internalizes things. And this is probably not the whole year. It's not gone the way he envisioned it. I think that's fair.
And I think you could say that the offseason so far doesn't seem to be going the way he envisioned that as well. But I do think that when all of the dust settles and the chips fall where they may, he gets to a point where the reality sets in of where he is, whether it's here or elsewhere, what he's being paid, whether it's 2 years or 3 years or whatever the average annual is. I do have faith that he comes to a spot where he's able to kind of put that behind him because you have clarity. And this year was not about clarity. And I think that's what led to a lot of his angst and a lot of his edge was the fact that he didn't have clarity. He had a deal offered allegedly up front that he didn't like. And then from then on, it was a series of missteps, missed shots, and it was frustrating.
Well, look, the bottom line is this. No matter what anybody finds sort of like emotionally difficult in their life, they can get to a point where they'll say, okay, I've got that now. I'm better. I've thought about it. I had a conversation, whatever. And we always think that. Oh, I'm getting better at it. But you fall off the wagon sometimes,
oh,
too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? So Clay has these closed-door meetings with Steve Kerr. Toward the end of the year, you did hear him hold press conferences where he would say, listen, they've really helped me start to just, like, I just want to enjoy the rest of my career. I want to be thankful that I get to still come play basketball
exactly.
every day. That's better than what it was for a 2-year stretch when I was hurt. You'd hear that. And then the week later, you'd see something that made me feel like, oh, we're not feeling so thankful. Even to a point where, and again, we don't have clarity on this, but if you're unfollowing the Warriors on social media, that doesn't feel like someone who's just kind of in a happy-go-lucky space. And again, it's not that I don't get it. I get it. How is this not difficult? You're a legend. You've been through two horrific injuries. Other people who have been your counterparts have gotten signed And now you're in this situation kind of really for the first time in your life. And I got to imagine, just like we talk with Brandon Ayuk, this can do things to your mind that are very challenging, very challenging. And some guys are built for it, and they're just like, whatever. And other guys really take it with them every step of the day.
I can honestly say I'm built for this.
Steve Wilkes might be built for it. Maybe Brandon Ayuk's not built for it. So
right.
That's all I'm saying. If you're right, phenomenal. If Clay, wherever he ends up, gets to a spot where he's like, that's the way it went, let's go play ball.
Exactly.
I'm having a blast. If he gets there, great. I have some concerns that he can do that based on the experience of the last couple of years.
I don't have as many concerns because I know what it essentially is. It's a compartmentalization sensation is what it is. And I've had to do it. You've had to do it. And maybe it comes with age when you realize that you get to a spot and X, Y, or Z didn't go the way you wanted it to go. And then, okay, you have a choice. Either blow it up and do something else, or you swallow hard, you suck it up, you grab your lunch pail and your hard hat, and you get to work.
But I'd argue that I've seen some things in Clay through the years that would suggest that's not his strength. Like, I covered Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a compartmentalization sensation.
That's a buck.
That dude could take all this.
Oh, yeah, and there was a lot of that.
Shove it in his back pocket and go get you 42. That's not Clay. That's a rare individual.
That's
a fair point. That's just the first example that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
That's not Clay. Clay Thompson, I'm comfortable saying he carries some of this stuff with him. It's not really a criticism. It's just who we've seen him to be.
And I do think, though, that part of what he has carried with him is the uncertainty of his situation.
That's
and
fair.
When you get to an offseason and then you get certainty, and if the market says you're 2 years and $30 million, and that's what you are, well, then that's what you are. And that, at that point, you can be bummed about passing on 2 and 48. You can be forlorn about making 42. You can be sad about once being a max player. But at the end of it, at the end of the day, as Rod Woodson used to say in our interviews when we had him on the show, at the end of the day, if you're 2 and 30, if you're 2 and 26, that's what you are. Dribble, dribble, shoot. This is what you get paid to do.
Yeah, like, listen, I get what you...
I think that he can do that.
Let me throw a totally faux scenario at you, because none of us know how the next
scenario.
Few weeks is. There you go. Here we go, yo. So
thank you.
Let's say the market isn't wonderful. Let's say no one wants to do 3 years. Let's say Clay ends up coming back around. The Warriors have a good conversation with him, and he does get a contract that's 2 years... less than the reported offer that was on the table before the year, and the Warriors say, we would like you to be the sixth man. You think Clay's just going to be like, sweet, let's ride?
I think he can get to that point, absolutely.
He could.
Yeah.
I think he could struggle to get to that point.
I think he could struggle, but you have a long time between a July 11th signing and an October 18th, I'm guessing.
Sure.
I don't know exactly when the opener is, but that's 3 months for you to realize how good you have it. You still get to boat to work. Rocco is still running up and jumping on your lap and slobbering
life,
on you.
Life is not going to be bad. I'm
exactly.
not saying that.
I do think with time, you can realize that life is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you wanted X and you had to settle for Y and Z, I think that you can get there. I think the uncertainty is partly what would cause him the turmoil.
I wish you had this kind of faith in Draymond. Will you bring this attitude to our next Draymond conversation?
I wish you were more positive on this show. I'm sick and tired of carrying the water as Captain Positivity around here.
Somebody's got to keep you real.
Dr. Negatron over here.
Crying out loud. Draft Show's brought to you by Pet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.